Welcome, Spartans, to Mission Debrief. We're playing every mission of the mainline Halo video game series in chronological order and talking about our experiences with a little lore sprinkled in along the way. This episode, we're debriefing the Nightfall mission from Halo Reach. I'm your host, Colin Perkins, alongside David Arnold.
Hello, everybody.
And Krista Brown.
Ahoy, mateys!
Today we are playing. We're now reached the 2 weeks later. So last time we talked about. I forgot to put the description of the last episode in here. So let me just scroll back up here.
That's my bad.
Yeah, that's all right. We did Oni Sword Base. So we landed in the courtyard, cleared out a bunch of baddies. We got to spin around with Kat for a little bit. And then we climbed to the roof of the Oni Sword Base and then met up with Halsey. So now we're 2 weeks later. What did we do in 2 weeks?
Taking a nap.
I mean, this is where we start seeing some of those time gaps. I mean, 2 weeks is a long time. I guess maybe planning this mission, planning something.
It's interesting that they don't actually tell you in-game how much time is between missions because... Playing the game, you think it's just like a couple days.
Because the time pops up, but yeah, at least for this mission.
They pop up and stuff, but like, there's no, even doing that, I never got the sense of time being so large. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember in our first episode when Chris pointed out, this game takes place over like 2 months. I mean, like, that's crazy. But like, this is where we see the time being lost. I mean, the missions roll one into another, so mm-hmm. It feels like it's taking place... Like a Halo game, where they just roll 1-1-1, you know?
Yeah, and we're, you know, I guess we probably should have referenced the book for this to see what the book talks about for these 2 weeks, but, you know, from
the dates between the dates between the game and the books
are very...
Well,
I know, that's the problem, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there's discrepancies. So, I mean, we're just talking about the game experience, but from a lore perspective, I mean, essentially we found out... That the Covenant's on Reach, and then I guess we're planning for 2 weeks on what to do about it. While meanwhile they're loading up their invasion force.
They're invading.
Yeah, they're invading. Right. So the date in the game is August 11th, 2552. We are now in this Nightfall mission, so we're going to be Noble Six again, right? So that's not going to change. But we're alongside June. And previously, June was flying around in a Falcon. What was he doing last mission? Was he just...
Just recon, mostly.
In Sword Base? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was involved somehow.
Yeah.
He was in Sword Base. Maybe he was with George.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped off in Kat, right? So I think George and Emil were off doing something else.
That's right. Carter. So this mission, they drop you off. So this is great. So they drop you off, essentially, on a mountainside. And we're going to recon the Dark Zone. So we start to meet some Covenant along the way, do some snipering, which we'll talk about in a little bit, which is great. And then as you progress, you start to meet some more wildlife, and this giant tauntaun-looking thing attacks you and the
Covenant. Giant bunny.
The Guta, if I'm pronouncing that right, is the giant
Nailed
animal.
It.
But I do like how they're starting to make you feel like you're on this... different planet, which we haven't really, which you don't see much in the other games. So we progress through there, and then we meet up with some militia who are actually smuggling some weapons, as you find out, and they're essentially just defending an outpost. And then we go along the riverbed, and we soon find the stealth pylon. Did you guys get a sense of what the stealth pylon is for? Is it just...
I think it was messing up the radio, right?
Yeah, we know what it is like in the next mission. Spoiler alert.
Oh, it's the Covenant placed the stealth pylon.
Yeah,
right?
At the time, I don't think we knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember in the mission, in any of the dialogue, people referring to what it was. I think they just went there and go, okay, we're going to blow this thing up, whatever it is. But
yeah.
I don't think they talked. Like, I don't think at the time they even referred to it as a stealth pylon, which I think is a little bit self-explanatory. But we won't spoil the next episode.
Right. So yeah, then we meet some more hunters and have a little fight with them, and then some stealth elites, some stealth zealots. along the way. So yeah, how did you guys take this mission? What did you? So maybe we should just talk about the sniper rifle first. I love this sniper rifle. This is one of my favorite sniper rifles in all games.
The Reach sniper rifle is so overpowered. Like, you can shoot banshees out of the air in like 4 hits. It's insane.
Yeah, it's nuts.
That's pretty cool.
One thing I noticed towards the end of the mission, I don't know why it took me so long, is just the crackling of the gun off of the mountains. Like, the sound design in this mission is crazy.
Oh, the echo?
Yeah, the echo.
Yeah,
that's like, you fire it, and you cool. just, like, it, you can hear it crackling, like, for a couple seconds afterwards. It's pretty fantastic.
I'm not a sniper guy. I'm not really being good, like, but the missions that are designed for it in the campaign, I do enjoy. So this one obviously has massive vibes to of Truth and Reconciliation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Same mission where you start with a sniper, you have more ammo than your max ammo is, like your, I don't know how to call that. Oh, I just call it souped up, but like the sniper rifle isn't more powerful, but you have way more ammo than you should for your sniper rifle and your pistol, which I really appreciate. I think that's kind of a cool way to start.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of encourages you to hold on to that weapon and, you know, direct you in terms of a playstyle. I mean, you can obviously drop it straight away, but I generally keep it until I run out of ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there are many places that you can get more sniper ammo throughout the mission, so you can carry the sniper throughout the mission with full ammo.
I did that. Did you guys do that? Did you have the sniper?
I did that.
Mm-hmm. It may be an achievement, or is that CE?
I think that might be CE.
One of them's an achievement for
to keep like
the
a. I think that's on the library.
A UNSC weapon.
No. I think it's Truth Reconciliation.
It's like carry a UNSC. Oh, maybe it is Truth and Reconciliation.
Yeah. There may be. Yeah, I think it's like carry a sniper rifle to the end of the mission.
I think it's just UNSC weapon.
It's sniper rifle, but whatever.
What?
Don't argue with the achievement man.
yeah, Krista.
It's my job to argue with him.
That's true.
It's what makes it entertaining.
Did you guys find, I like the banter, between, you know, between the Spartans and just kind of talking, the storytelling that goes on along the way, I always love, but I, at the same time, I find myself zoning out of it. As doing this is really making me like listen to what they're saying. And
I love the dialogue.
Yeah. June and Kat, right at the beginning, they're kind of hard to understand because they both have accents. And it wasn't super loud, so I was straining for a couple times.
So racist, Colin.
No, it wasn't. Well,
subtitles are nice.
I shouldn't turn those on. Dang it. Oh man. But it's always nice, and they have the nice. Or June has a nice back and forth with the militia towards the end of the mission as well.
Yeah, so he's like, "Are you stealing shit?" They're like, yeah. He's like, I'm just going to steal it back.
No, he has great dialogue with the militia. I love it.
Yeah, that's good. And I do like the build up of this mission as well. Starting on the mountainside, creeping along. You get to do a fun assassination, or you can just shoot him in the head, whatever you want for that elite.
I love that. Yeah, they give you a little kind of quick tutorial on how to assassinate elites. And it's pretty cool. And the animations are so cool.
Yeah, they're pretty intense.
I love it.
And then you kind of slowly building up to the more and more difficult.
But one thing that I've forgotten about this game, and sorry, specifically this level as well, is that the sniper rifle isn't stealth the way it is in the first game. Or is it other games where you could kill someone with a sniper rifle shot and it wouldn't alert everybody unless they saw the body die?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but once you shoot, everyone just goes crazy and starts running around.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know it makes sense because a sniper rifle is not silenced. So, but I actually forgot until I replayed this mission that it's not in any way stealthed, or I suppose.
Did you
Which
guys
is strange because it's strange because the mission kind of wants you to be stealthy.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's a stealth mission. Do you know what I mean? It's reconning an area and sneaking through enemies, I suppose, but you kill everybody.
You can't progress without killing. You kind of have to kill people, though, right? Like, I'm trying to think here.
You can run through the mission if you really want to.
But you can't. They see you, like, you know what I mean? You can't, like, stealth around.
Yeah.
But
if you wanted to run through and make
everyone.
You still
have to kill the hunters, though, right? Like, you still, because you have to protect. You have to clear
Unless
that last
Unless you glitch
area.
It. Yeah, you I mean, have to. You have to.
But, like, I guess, like, there is a lot of armor abilities in this mission. You could pick up the active camouflage and probably stealth a good portion of it. But I imagine, yeah, you get stuck there at the, because you have to defend the that pylon at the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, and you also have to help the militia too.
No, well, you don't. You can run through that.
You can run through that?
Or you could do
yeah, you just run straight to the riverbed and you can skip that part and then you'll get like halfway down the riverbed and Kat will be like, all of the militia are dead. You were supposed to help them. You can just keep going.
Oh, well.
Yep.
So you could definitely speedrun this mission. Interesting. So, yeah, a couple of other things about the mission as you progress. I did like... the repeater, that plasma repeater. Do you guys get nailed by that quite a bit on that top?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, on that top ridge there. That thing just pummels you in the face. Did you not get hit by that?
Near the end?
No, at the beginning. There's a couple, some, maybe you just sniped them and you didn't realize it, but there's a couple baddies. I forget if they're, they must be, I'm forgetting what alien it is. Anyway, they're off on the ridge and they just kind of pound you from afar. It almost looks like a laser, like a straight laser. But it's
you mean the focus rifle?
Was it the focus rifle? Maybe it was.
Yeah, the sniper.
In this mission. Is it in this mission?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately,
I couldn't find it. I found myself jumping around like because there's those buildings and it looked like you could climb them.
And maybe, like, Colin, did you up your difficulty?
I did. I did up my difficulty.
That's probably why. On normal, there's no snipers on it.
Gotcha.
Or like no enemy snipers.
Yeah, I talked about that last episode, so I did want to up the challenge a little bit, and so yeah, that could be it. That's definitely probably it.
Heroic's the way to go for Halo Reach.
Heroic's usually the way to go in general.
In general, yeah. I think, yeah.
Right.
I'm just, in the interest of time, I think I'll just stick to normal.
Yeah.
Boo.
I struggled, I died quite a bit in the last little encounter because I was used to normal and so I wasn't being very careful. And plus the stealth elites kind of snuck up on me a couple times and punched me in the face and killed me. But what can you do?
One of the things I do love in this mission, it is like you said, it's very world buildery and I love that about it. I love the wildlife, the Gutas or Chris's bunny rabbits. They're
giant bunnies.
That was really cool.
They're giant bunnies.
I know cool piece of trivia is that those were supposed to be rideable, I think, at one stage.
What?
And then that got cut from the game. Yeah, they were supposed to be, like, you riding on top of them or Covenant taming them or some crap like that. I remember reading it somewhere in some dev diary or something like that.
I'd rather ride on a MOA and then it's like a chocobo. Plays the chocobo theme.
That's so many... No, wrongs. All wrongs, Krista.
That's not wrong at all. Could you imagine a Spartan riding a MOA?
That would be great.
Well,
do.
Stay tuned for our fun piece of trivia for the next mission, Krista Brown.
Is it the MOA burgers?
No, but I would do that.
Did you guys get turned around a lot in this mission? I remembered getting lost in this the first time I played it, and again I was like, wow, this like the encounters felt very circular, and it almost felt like the buildings are kind of circular. So it's like you're kind of like chasing after an elite, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, where am I? Where is the ammo? I got lost quite a bit. In that middle encounter when you meet up with the militia is where I start getting turned around a bit.
I know the map so well that I just don't get turned around anymore because I played so much of this game.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine.
Yeah.
What else stood out to you guys?
I want to say this whole... I know it's probably like the Halo Reach like that, but this mission is very firefighty. Go to a place, hold and defend. Go to a place, hold and defend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean. I think there's quite a few firefight maps, if not multiplayer maps, based on the campaign.
I think there's two firefight maps.
Is there?
Yeah. Or one multiplayer map and one firefight map.
So I get still kind of confused sometimes in terms of differentiating between where things are in the multiplayer map and this campaign. So I thought like the grenade launcher was in this mission, but that's actually only in the online map. So and that was Powerhouse, Chris. Is that what you said it was?
Powerhouse is the multiplayer one.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the firefight one.
That was the Reach beta, wasn't it?
I think it was. I think that was the beta map.
Yeah, I had a lot of memories of that map of like messing around with jetpacks and armor abilities and everybody giving out about hating all of them. But I remember a lot about that map. It was fun.
So how did you guys tackle the stealth pylon? You know, you get there and you clear out the area a little bit, and then all of a sudden, then the phantoms come in. They drop a couple hunters, and they drop a couple stealth elites as well. How did you guys tackle that one?
Typically, I never hang around the pylon. I always like go around behind and stay near the gate. I don't know why. I've never actually just held the pylon. I always just stay in the buildings, or if I go around the back and try and get the hunters.
I tend to stay towards the buildings once those phantoms start spawning, take out the stealth elites, and then move towards the hunters because there's a couple shotgun spawns between the back of the buildings and where the hunters hang out.
Yeah, I do love this mission. It has a lot of weapon drops. Like, there's a lot of weapons and caches around the place. I love that about this mission. Do you know what I mean? You never really feel the need of running out of ammo, but you could swap stuff around pretty easy.
I went to the pylon right away, and then all of a sudden I got stubborn. So if you go to the pylon and go up, there's the turrets up there, the Covenant turrets up there, and you just get smoked by the phantoms right away if you just try to stand up there. So then I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll just take the turret with me. And so I started doing that, and then I was like, okay, this is just how I'm going to beat it. And I was playing on Heroic, so it was a little more difficult. So I died quite a bit at the end just taking that approach. It's fun. Those turrets are so much fun to use. And is this the first chance you get to use a turret, I think? At least a Covenant turret.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the first time that you counter a Covenant turret. We haven't found them yet. So they're fun to explore, and then you can also take them off of the tower as well, which is cool. And that hasn't happened before yet. The sniper, the hunters can be taken down by what, like two or three sniper shots in the back?
It doesn't take much. But they move around a lot, especially if June's messing with them.
Yeah, that's true.
I like him as a distraction. You kind of run around behind them.
That's kind of what you do with the AIs in this game. They're just sacrificial pawns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I know. I always feel like I want them to live because it tells you to protect them. And then they die. Wah, wah.
Yeah. One of the fun pieces of trivia, this is the only mission in any Halo game that actually features the Colonial Militia. I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
Sure. That makes sense. Yeah. So they're not Marines like we fight with, and you know, in the future we'll fight with Marines, but right now we're just fighting with the people that happen to have guns handy in their houses.
Another fun fact I found while digging around and stuff like that is that most of the Marines that you think of you're fighting with aren't in fact Marines. They are like they are the army, like the regular army. UNSC Marines in this game are actually at the very end near the Pillar of Autumn.
Oh. But,
like, you think that those military guys you're fighting with are like Marines because that's what you used to in Halo.
Yeah, right.
But it's actually not. It's the army.
They're just the local militia.
Well, the local militia is different than
the army. Yeah.
The army.
Yeah.
But the ones in this mission, specifically is the Colonial Militia. Let's say in our previous mission when we were on Sword Base, those weren't Marines. Those were army. We're like, oh, fun fact.
Super fun fact. Anything else that we missed?
Just that the Easter egg stuff.
Oh yeah.
The Dreaming Grunt, which I don't think I remember this. Did you know about this, guys?
Mm-mm.
So the Dreaming Grunt is the only grunt in Halo Reach that speaks English. So when you go up to where grunts are sleeping, occasionally one of them will go, "It's funny, but I dream in English," and he says it in English.
Oh,
it's the
so
only
good.
Occurrence of grunt speaking English in Halo Reach. Like, I never knew that.
Do you know where they are? Because I think when you're gumming
right
up
at the beginning
pylon,
of the mission,
it doesn't say.
Oh, are they okay?
Yeah, once you go assassinate the elite, there are a couple sleeping grunts to like the right of him.
That's correct. Yeah, they woke up straight away for me. I think maybe June woke them up, but every time I assassinated, they woke up.
Oh, they never wake up for me. Get good.
You're just a loud assassinator.
Whatever, Krista. So because you were watching me on the stream, Krista.
Whatever.
What else here? So should we read some of the community feedback from here?
Yeah, go for it.
Why don't you start, since Facebook, so David will read Facebook, and then Christopher will read Twitter. Facebook, yep. Twitter, I got a lot of responses, and Facebook, not quite as much.
As seems to be our trend for this series. So Jesse White wrote in and said he loves Sniper Mission. The third mission in Halo C, Truth and Reconciliation, exactly. Where you start the sniper, everyone loves that and loves playing it. The opening sequence is where you go to the cliff and flank the Covenant. It's wonderfully done. I agree. I think it's very cool. I'm usually bad at sniper missions. Oh, that's cool. I'm not reading that. Yeah, exactly. It is really cool from the sniping start of this mission. I think it's really, really badass. Everyone else just seems to, yeah, love True Reconciliation more. I think it just reminds them of that, and that seems to be all positivity about it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a pretty hard mission to stealth, as I said. Like, it's not a stealthy mission, so that's what Tim was saying. It's quite difficult to actually play the Nightfall, especially on Legendary, and as you imagine, yeah, it's pretty tough. Matt Yulon was supposed to play but never got back. This is a call out to you, Matt. You're slow. Pick up your pace. It's your third episode. Come on. Get with it. And that's all for the Elf Facebooks. Krista Brown, over to you.
All right, some of the Twitter stuffs. Unikraken says it was a great mission. I loved the stealth aspect, and I wish Halo did it more, but overall it wasn't something that captured my memory. This was something pretty common in the tweets that I saw. A lot of people are kind of wondering about the stealth aspect in a Halo game that doesn't really have stealth mechanics. People love the stealth games, but or the stealth missions. But sometimes they're not supported enough for you to stay stealthed.
Yep, that totally makes sense.
I completely agree. Like I said, with the non-silent sniper rifle.
But people love the stealth missions, so if you give us some silent stuff, we'd be very happy.
Well, I think the 3, 4, part 3. Of it is the tension that, like, the start of this mission, you know, that's super intense, and the music is intense, and it's I think that's what people like right away. I know that's what I like right away, you know. And then it kind of devolves into the firefights, but the start of those missions are so, they feel so good, and they feel iconic.
Especially when they give you a stealth animation for a kill, you're like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I want that.
Yeah. Let's see what else we have. Haruspis, I think that's how you say it. Contrary it seems to others, I have few positive feelings about this mission. When I think of stealth in Halo, I think of Truth and Reconciliation and how it's possible to engage and challenge and get to the gravity of well without being detected. Because that's kind of impossible in this mission. I mean, the game just doesn't lend itself for you to stay stealthed through the whole mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. As discussed. Anything else? Any other good stuff?
I got one more from Halo Fan for Life. Hi, Sal. Love this mission. Night Ops, sneaking around, sniping. One of the best things was perfecting the glitch and the speed run.
Mm-hmm. So, the glitch through the door?
Yes. So there is a glitch right before the hunters come out. You can use a forklift on that gate that June opens to get yourself through the gate, and then the rest of the mission has zero enemies, which is great for lassos or speedruns.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bitch to perfect. It's really hard.
I think we tried it once, because I remember messing around with you with a forklift around there, and we were trying to do it. I don't know if we actually ever managed it or not, but I at least remember trying.
Yeah, it's very finicky, like any glitch.
So I kind of skipped over, it's been like a day since I've played this mission, but I skipped over, like, you still do stuff after the stealth pylon, where you fight those turrets and whatnot on the, kind of on that hilly area. You
fight your way up a ridge,
Yeah, you fight your way through there. It's not too difficult, it was a little harder on heroic, but it's not too bad.
Legendary. Yeah. Ended up.
But the nice thing is that your sniper shreds those shade turrets.
Mm-hmm.
It takes like 3 hits to destroy them.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just stand in the back and throw them up.
I would just snipe the grunt or whoever's shooting using it.
Oh, fun fact in this mission, there was a challenge that was still alive. I did not know the challenges were still alive in Halo Reach and still going.
Yeah.
So I completed a challenge for headshots in this mission by replaying it kind of twice. And it's the first challenge I think I got in God knows how many years. I did not know those things were still running. It's crazy. Like, there's a lot of them that says you can't achieve them because there's all firefight related ones and stuff. But I just thought it's crazy.
That was all I did in Halo Reach, is I did those daily and weekly challenges. And that's why I did so many lassos, because the lasso ones gave you so many credits if you finished them.
So did you, so then after the ridge, or after you kind of mop up at the very end, then there is that cutscene at the end as well. And
it's very purple cutscene.
Yeah, very purple. I actually had a tough time discerning like what was going on besides just a big hazy purple thing. But apparently that's the Covenant now. They've gathered their forces.
Yeah, so I think when you're approaching that ridge right before the cutscene, you can see a big ship in the sky, mm-hmm. and you kind of report back and you hear June saying, we have eyes on, you know, and the enemy's here. So you don't know what the Covenant are doing, and you won't find out till the next mission what's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of the pylon feeds into that. But I do think it's cool. I mean, it is you reconning, and then you get to an area, and you're like, okay, you recon it, and then you retreat back, and it's kind of the end. But I do like, it more how it factors straight into the next mission. Mm-hmm. So I think that's cool.
Yeah. Well, like, even the last, what Kat says at the very end of the mission is like, you guys are going to have a really fun day tomorrow, and then it goes straight into the next mission's first cutscene.
Yep, and that is actually the next day. So no more 2 week breaks.
Oh, thank God!
We're just going. We are just
mission to mission.
Into it. That's right. So yeah, the next mission that we'll cover is Tip of the Spear, as we've alluded to. So yeah, that'll do it for the Nightfall mission. This Nightfall mission, which is better than the Nightfall movie.
Boo. Boo, Locke, boo.
This is the OG Halo Nightfall.
That's right. On the next episode, as I mentioned, we'll be talking Tip of the Spear. So if you're playing along, play that mission. Shoot us your thoughts. Join the Facebook group if you haven't already, Podcast Evolved, or follow us on Twitter at Podcast Evolved. Send us your thoughts over email as well, podcastevolved@gmail.com. That will do it for this mission debrief. Thanks for joining us. Evolved.
Evolved. Evolved.